Hello, Agus Falcha. If you're over in Aran for more than a quick visit, and if you're looking for a long day in the proverbial saddle, here it is. I call this walk the Brodick Hills. It's approximately 15 miles. It's quite tough, and it should take around 6 hours. That's providing the weather's not too bad. Generally, I start this walk from Lumlash. However, as an alternative, you could start and finish in Brodick, or even make the route 3 miles shorter by missing out the section from the car park to Lumlash and back. Much of the route is relatively featureless, lacking a clear path, and over awkward ground. There are also some very steep sections and a few cliffs to be avoided. As I mentioned, shouldn't be tackled in bad weather or if visibility is poor. And remember to take your map, compass, whistle, GPS, and a pal if you can. So, from the centre of Lumlash, head out of the village going towards Brodick. Walk up the steep road on the pavement and pass the golf club on your right hand side. When the pavement ends, a footpath begins. This footpath actually goes all of the way to Brodick, but you won't go quite so far. After just over a mile, you'll come to a car park. This is Knocknadal Car Park, which is located at NS018332. That's the coordinates using the British National Grid system. Go to the left, taking the forestry road upwards, and about 50 yards on, go right where the road splits into two. The forestry road will then take you around 2 miles into the walk, passing a quarry which is perfectly safe as long as you obey any warnings. Shouldn't be any, but you never know. Initially, it's a long uphill pull, but this is compensated for by the views over Brodick Bay and the Goatfell Range. When you start to descend, you may pass some forestry workings. At this point, I should refer you to my podcast on safety in the hills, where I mentioned how things can change. You see, I'd originally written this paragraph stating that there were huge piles of logs awaiting uplift. By the end of 2015, the huge piles of logs were no longer awaiting uplift. However, that doesn't mean that there won't be more by the time of your walk. Once through the forestry workings, or not, continue downhill and you'll come to a bridge over a stream. That's the Glen Cloy Water. Just after this point, there's an easy escape path, which, if followed for just under a couple of miles, would take you to the Ochrani and Brodick. If you decide to take that escape, follow the road up about 50 yards to where it takes a 90-degree turn to the left. Rather than turning left, though, head straight on and you'll soon see a small path. Take it and you're on the escape route. But back to the bridge over the Glen Cloy. Almost immediately after you cross the bridge, there's a small, indistinct path on the left. For this next stage, you'll want to follow the burn uphill. Sometimes the path's clear, but at other times it becomes hard to follow. It's occasionally boggy, but hey, it's Scotland. It's possible to make your way through the trees and climb to the ridge by way of a steep climb to the right of Craignaholler. But the route I suggest will take you to just below Sheehan's on a longer but slightly less steep slope. Cross the burn at NR991338 and proceed through a few trees towards an area of forestry that's been cleared. Make your way towards an obvious bealach, taking great care as you negotiate the old forestry ground. A word of warning there. Old forestry is dangerous. There aren't that many lions or tigers, but there are lots of hidden dips, holes and unstable logs that are just waiting to break the unsuspecting leg. No sooner are you out of the old workings, but you're onto a steep pull up to the bealach. Whilst I wouldn't go as far as to call this a scramble, that's only because it's heather covered rather than bare rock. Use the heather to climb and it's not too bad. However, it's pretty exhausting and at times you'll need to haul yourself up by gripping onto whatever's available. I don't consider this to be particularly dangerous, but, well, you never know. At the top, take a breather. Travel across to Sheehan's if you don't intend a separate walk, or go to the right towards Knockbrett. Be very, very careful. You're going to be close to the edge of Craignamfeighan. These cliffs provide no warning whatsoever. The heather simply stops, and it's replaced by over 100 foot of space. Having said that, the views are pretty spectacular, just don't lean too far over. Continuing along the ridge towards Greg and Liu, that allows the panorama to slowly open up. You'll see where you have to go by way of a large horseshoe route. Yeah, still a long day ahead, but with absolutely fantastic views. The going doesn't get any easier. Might not be so steep, but it's boggy and tussocky, making for a pretty tough traverse. Take your time, enjoy being there, and watch where you're stepping. At 1,686 foot, Acruach is the highest point on the itinerary. There's a little cairn I like to stop at, as I love the views, and I'm usually pretty tired by now. I really like this wee cairn. Feels very isolated, yet it's surprisingly close and relatively accessible to the string road. Plenty of rocks to sit on. Only drawback is that it's a wee bitty exposed if the weather's a bit windy. Oh, and nae tea rooms, nae shops, nae shelter, so bring it all with you. Once fed and watered, from Craignamfeighan head east towards Tornanjert. Gaze back at where you've come from. From here you can get a better view of the cliffs of Craignamfeighan. And you'll be able to say, yep, he was right about those cliffs. Don't try to descend Tornanjert. Whilst a descent is certainly possible, it wouldn't class as one of your better ideas. There are a number of cliffs that need to be avoided, and once past the most dangerous of Skiuvan, the forestry is almost impenetrable. The short sojourn to Tornanjert is to take in the views and not to consider a short end to the walk. That's unless you really want a short end to the walk. Leave Tornanjert and contour round to Mullingui. There's a wee climb up to the top, but nothing worrying. Enjoy the views before the final descent into Brodick. From Mullingui, there's a clear path that runs along the ridge of the hill. The string road lies over to your left and Brodick more or less directly in front. Early in the year, and before the bracken and other growth has got a hold, it's possible to follow the power lines cutting directly across to Glencloy Farm and the Ochrani Country House Hotel. However, if fighting through bracken and briars isn't your idea of a pleasurable pursuit, continue down the ridge following an old dry stained dike. When you reach a conifer wood, you can cut across to NS006-361, where a path runs down and past some cottages to the A841, where you'll turn right to go into Brodick. On reaching the old post office on your right-hand side, take that road. It's called the Alma Road. The Brodick bar's on the left, just into Alma Road. Then 200 yards up Alma Road, take a right. It's signposted. Signpost says, Lamlash, 3 miles. Beware of resting too long at this point, as it can be much tougher to restart your journey than it was to interrupt it. Now, with regards route finding, you can't go wrong from here on in. The steep road soon turns into a steep farm track and then into a steep single track path. But at no point does the trail disappear, nor does it become difficult to follow. But it's steep. Have I already mentioned that it's steep? Well, it's steep. That initial pull up the track's pretty tough considering the day you've already had and the false sense of it being over after reaching Brodick. It's a sting in the tail. And there's around a mile and a half of climbing. At NS017-343, you'll see a path that goes up to the right. If you've got the time, follow it 100 yards or so into Fairy Glen. where there are a number of wooden sculptures, circles and other interesting things. This is the roots of Arran Community Woodland. The organisation performs some exceptionally beneficial actions such as teaching kids about the outdoors, planting indigenous tree species and controlling the dreaded rhododendron. From Fairy Glen, Half Mile takes you back to the car park at NS018332 via the Viewpoint car park at NS018336. Try not to get confused, there are only a few hundred yards between them. If you started from Lumlash, a relatively easy and one and a bit miles takes you back to the village for a well-earned rest, a cup of tea, or maybe even something stronger. Coffee, of course. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Check out my website for other bits and pieces of Arran. It's alexdrain.yolasite.com. That's www.alexdrain@yolasite.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.